This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The reports on Daniel so far have been excellent. I was out at practice now three times. This most recent practice was just normal good, but the first couple, pretty impressive, borderline blown away with how he threw the ball. Like, it's occasionally against air, and it's 11 on 11, and he knows what the offense is doing and probably also what the defense is doing. But the touch and the accuracy, like, super, super impressive. And we haven't even seen him take off and rip off a 60-yard touchdown run or anything yet. I want to know, though, as a coach, at this point in the process, if a guy's shining in practice, that's better than if he was struggling. But how big of a deal is that really? Like, do you know right now if your guy's a dude, or is it too early?
It's probably a little early right now, but you have a pretty good idea. The way the ball comes off his hands and the way he throws the ball accurately on time. We obviously know his skill set running the football, so that's not an issue. But you really want to see him in the pocket and making his reads and going through his progressions and anticipating throws and different arm angles and things like that. You can gauge a lot, and if he's doing a great job in that, and that should translate. But, you know, the whole thing is, how is he going to handle the live rush and the speed of the pass rush and the coverage and the linebackers getting to their zone drops and all that stuff? And
how much of that will you be able to glean in practice? Because do you agree with my thought that by this many practices in, he's probably almost like figured out what he needs to look good against Washington's defense, if that makes sense?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's a big difference when he knows he's not going to get hit, you know, as opposed to knowing those guys are going to hit him live, you know, so he can sit back there and maybe go through an extra progression, whereas he wouldn't do that in real game because he would take off and run, or eyes would be on the rush or whatever. So there's a lot of things that don't translate to the real game, but you can still see some of the skill set attributes that you have to be a successful quarterback. And obviously he has that. That's why he went too.
The things I would imagine that you can tell right away, you know, maybe it's harder with some of the on-field stuff that you're referencing, but I don't know if they're just all on the same page and they're selling it very well. I'd imagine this is all just legitimately true, but they are head over heels about the work habits. You know, Nick Allegretti, who they signed from the Chiefs, the guard, has told me he's like always the guy that tries to get there first. And he's in by 6 a.m. every single day. And he's like, I can't beat Jaden Daniels here. Which that, to me, as someone who's been in this market, when quarterbacks weren't always doing that, you were hoping would turn into the guy. You know, that gives you real hope. Just the work ethic, the film study, the hours put in, watching the tape, all that stuff is what they seem very impressed by. I feel like that you'd be able to tell by now, if almost like in a binary. Does he have it or not?
You don't take a guy too unless you know he's got that type of work ethic. Obviously, maybe some people can fool you and say, yeah, I worked that, and then not do it once they get the contract or get signed. But the majority of guys that get drafted that high typically have that type. You don't really.
So you don't think that
I don't think you can instill work ethic in a guy. You know, he's either got it or he doesn't. You know, there's been some flops in the NFL history that obviously didn't have the work ethic necessary. They had the skill, but not the work ethic, and they obviously didn't work out. But nowadays, you pretty much can gauge what type of worker they are based on, you know, the college football nowadays takes a lot of time and a lot of work, and coaches will talk to you and all that stuff. So you get a good idea what they're like.
So that's interesting to hear, because in my mind, I've thought for a long time one of the biggest differences between the guys that make it and the guys that don't is basically how do you operate in that regard at the top of the draft board. But it sounds like you're saying the default is more everyone's doing the controllables pretty well. Everyone's studying, watching.
Especially a quarterback.
Okay.
Now, that may not take place for a defensive tackle or an offensive guard or whatever. But quarterback, they have to have that work ethic instilled in because there's so much to learn in the NFL as opposed to the college game. College game is still getting better and better, but there's so much more things you have to understand from a blitz pickup, formations, concepts, defenses. There's a lot more that you have to learn, and it takes some time.
Now, trying to think back to this, because we had you on last around draft time, and Jay Gruden's in studio on Grant and Danny. I do remember that you really, really liked Jaden Daniels.
And yeah.
You liked his game, everything about him. When you hear that he's this quickly progressing or far along, doesn't seem like you're surprised, but you thought he should have been the guy they took, and you've long been enamored with his game.
Yeah, I mentioned I like the way he improved over his years from Ohio, or from Arizona State to LSU, his ability to stay in the pocket. And I think having the receivers that he had at LSU helped a lot. He realized that, heck, these guys are going to go catch the ball. If I throw it anywhere close to Brian Thomas or neighbors, they're going to go get it. So that helped him a lot. But it's just his improvement. And he's been at Arizona State, I probably wouldn't have wanted him. But at LSU, the LSU Jaden Daniels, yeah, he's by far the second-best quarterback, maybe the first-best quarterback in the draft.
One of the things that came up in the process that I remember, speaking of the transfer from Arizona State and then him elevating the way that he did LSU, and we had Scott Pioli on who worked at LSU last year, and it talked about just how big of a deal it was and how, I'd say, just instrumental Brian Kelly was in that growth and the development. I mean, basically it's two prospects. Like the Arizona guy, maybe a mid-round quarterback. This guy you take at the top of the draft board. But they viewed his transfer almost like a free agency where he had to learn a new offense, he had to get accustomed in a new place, and they kind of separated that as another reason why they thought he had maybe plus smarts. Like they didn't have to worry as much about the learning curve with him. What do you make of that?
No, there's a lot to be said about that because anytime you transfer, go to a different team, the terminology is totally different. It's like learning a new language, really, you know, so you got to study, you got to put the work in, and you can't just show up on Friday and play on Saturday just because you're, you know, Jaden Daniels. You got to put the work in, and the players have to respect you that you're playing with. They don't care how much money you got for NIL money or how much your signing bonus is. They have to see you work. They have to see you prepare, and then they have to see you perform at a high level. And obviously he's got a lot of pride in what he does, and he's put up the work in to get him in this position. And now it's just a matter of, you know, taking the hits and how he rebounds from tough games and tough losses and tough game, you know, where he throws a pick or two or fumbles, gets sacked and fumbled or gets hit right in the mouth, you know, just how he responds to adversity. That's going to be the biggest challenge for him moving forward because he hadn't had a whole lot. He was really good at Arizona State, and then he goes to LSU, and they were super. Their offense was sick. You know, they threw for a ton of yards. He rushed for a ton of yards. So success has been around him every time he stepped on the field. Now he's at a place where it's going to be a challenge for him in the NFC East, right? It always is. So we'll see how he responds to the adversity.
50 touchdowns and 4 interceptions last year.
That's not a bad number. And he also had, what, 2,000 yards rushing or something like that? Great. 3,000 his career, I think.
Yeah, one of the great seasons in the history of the toughest conference to play in the country. Jay Gruden in, Grant and Danny without Danny today on The Fan. So one of the drums I've been beating, and to the point where I'm sure some people are annoyed by it at this point, I won't spend a lot of time on it today, but I want to get your coaching thoughts on this and your expertise on this. If you were the head coach of this team, you took him number 2, Heisman Trophy winner, you started over 50-plus games in college. The other quarterback on your depth chart is Marcus Mariota. Would you have begun camp splitting reps between him and Mariota? And to this point, they still, to some extent, split first-team reps. It's not like he's the guy. They haven't named him the starter. It wasn't until the last couple days that we found out definitively he'd even start the first preseason game. And they said only that this is a unofficial depth chart, and it's an unofficial start, basically. They haven't named him the starter. Would you handle it similarly, or would you just have named him the guy and given him all the reps?
Well, I would have named the guy. We had a similar situation in Cincinnati. We drafted Andy Dalton in the second round, and we announced him, Marvin Lewis. We decided to announce him right when he got there, so he got every rep.
Who was the veteran then?
We had Bruce Gradkowski.
Okay.
That's the year Carson Palmer did not want to come back, so he left. We had Jordan Palmer. We cut him and we kept Bruce Gradkowski. So there's no split.
He played.
Reps.
I mean, he was like a
he played.
A bridge
he came
guy.
In the first game of the year, and yeah. We beat Cleveland. So he did a good job. But Yeah, I just think it's very important for a young quarterback to get all the reps and for people to know, hey, there is no controversy here. There's going to be no looking over your shoulder. You get the reps. We're going to live and die with you. And if you struggle, we'll struggle together, but we'll get through it. Because reps, to me, this time of year are critical. I mean, they really are. Just calling plays in the huddle, getting used to calling them, getting ready to see the same concept versus cover two. Maybe you'll see it versus cover three the next practice. Maybe fire zone the next practice. Maybe an all-out blitz the next practice. So you just got to continue to call them, see them, work the motions, the cadences. There's so many things that happen to a quarterback that doesn't happen to him in college that you have to be prepared for that I think it's necessary to take as many possible reps as you can getting ready for your first game.
What is the benefit, do you think? Play devil's advocate to doing it this way. Because I am – Ron played – last year, Rivera played this nonsensical game where he kept saying that at the time, Sam Howell, who was the obvious starter, was competing for Jacoby Brissett. Now, to Ron Rivera's credit, Sam Howell got all the first-team reps. So, like, your eyes were telling you, this is not a competition at all, but he refused to admit publicly that the guy was the starter. This is different because I think we all know Jaden Daniels is going to be the starter. Dan Quinn even started the camp – process with a press conference where he said, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, pull the wool over anybody's eyes, but yet they've been splitting reps and they refused to name him the starter. So what is the benefit to that, you know, if you could play devil's advocate for a second?
Well, the benefit would be if you're in Minnesota and you're not sure if the quarterback's going to be ready, then you have to split time between Darnold and, you know, see who is better. You know what I mean? Make sure you're playing the right guy for your football team. Same thing in Denver, same thing in New England. They're not sure that Bo Nix is going to be ready. They're not sure that Drake May is going to be ready and have Jacoby Brissett there, and he might be throwing the ball better. Here, I think it's different because everybody knows that Jaden Daniels is a starter.
Right. In a world where, and I've been out of these practices, he's definitively their best quarterback.
Not even close. So,
and they picked him second. So what's the benefit in this situation?
Yeah, there is none, in my opinion. Other than the fact you let a veteran guy call plays and watch him how he handles the huddle and how he handles the cadence and how he handles his teammates and things like that. To watch, just take a step back and watch another guy play, a veteran guy play, is not a bad thing. I'm just a fan of the quarterback getting as many reps as possible. But yeah, Watching Marcus Mariota play and do some good things, he can learn from that as well.
Me too. I mean, there's always, though, this idea, and I'm not a coach and I don't pretend to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to go full Chris Russell on you and tell you I know better. Okay, I remember that one. That made the rounds a couple years ago. He knew better than Jay Gruden. But we
might have.
I don't know. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one, I think. Even though Slashy is my boy. I find it annoying as an outsider when we pretend like you've got to do something for the locker room. Like, the veteran players can't see me name him the starter without competing. Because what do I say to so-and-so, you know, who's got to earn his job? And my point is, say that you drafted Jaden Daniels second and you guaranteed him $40 million. Say, watch his film from LSU and watch Marcus Mariota's film. You know what I mean? Like, this idea, this, like, football cowboy thing of every job in this locker room is earned, man.
Yeah.
Nothing's given to anybody, brother. Look into the eyes of the man next to you. Yeah. Like, that is so football movie fake. I'm just over that. Well, I'm too old for
that. There is some truth to that, though. I mean, you have to have some, Grant. You have to have competition.
I agree, but for jobs,
you can't just come in here as a starting right guard and think, oh, that's my job. I'll skip this route. Maybe I'll take the day off today.
I'm on your team on that. But can we not pretend like quarterback's not different?
Yeah.
And like Daniels.
Like I said, the only difference is those other teams drafted, they have some other veterans in-house that might be more ready to play than the rookie. I just don't think that's the case here or in Chicago. You know, Chicago is clearly Caleb's team. Right. Is there competition with Caleb and their backup? I don't think so.
No.
And I don't think it's the case here. I think these are the only two teams that have the luxury of saying our rookie quarterback is better by far than our backup quarterback. So we're going to go with the rookie.
How much should I care? Should any of our listeners care about the very limited sample that we see against the Jets in the preseason in terms of performance or just how Daniels or anybody else, the rookies look for that matter?
I wouldn't worry too much about it at all. I think it's just a matter of getting used to the guys and going into a game live situation and how he handles himself. That's just what you want to see, you know. And are his eyes going to be like wide open? Oh my God, I don't think so. I think he's going to have the calm, cool demeanor. And if he struggles, coach him up and get ready for the next game or what have you. But yeah, I think it's going to be cool to watch him come out with the first team. I think it's a necessary thing for them to do, especially with a rookie quarterback. Try to get as many real reps as you can without putting them in harm's way, if that makes sense. I wouldn't run any zone reads or any quarterback draws with them. You know, I'd do some quick game, maybe a couple naked bootlegs, get them outside the pocket, just let them run around, hand the ball off, give a high five or two, and get them the hell out of there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.